Figures compiled by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance show that between 2004 and 2005, state and local taxes claimed just over 12% of the average personal income in Wisconsin. While that's only a slight drop compared to the prior census, it's significant because only 10 other states saw their tax burdens go down. Still, the Taxpayer Alliance's Todd Berry says that only accounts for part of the story.
The other thing that's going on is, of course, you can move in rankings because you're getting better or worse, or somebody else is getting better or worse.
In this case, Wisconsin's rank dropped, largely because two other states raised taxes. Wisconsin's individual income tax ranked 15th highest. This state's property tax burden stayed about the same, putting it at 9th highest among all states. Berry says those are often the two taxes that determine how a resident feels about his or her tax burden.
If people have a sense that we're a high tax state or not, it has more to do with their personal experience than any, you know, rankings that should come out of government data.
Wisconsin's sales tax dropped to 31st highest in the nation. When fees are thrown into the equation, Wisconsin's overall burden falls to 13th. Because the figures are from the 2005 census, they don't take into account any of the property tax limits the governor and legislature enacted last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.